This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we are going to get your mind right. If you haven't heard yet, today is the official kickoff of our Mental and Emotional Spring Cleaning e-series. It is an email e-series. Today is the first day, but don't worry, if you are not yet on the list, you can still get on the list and take advantage of the rest of the week. It is a tool, tip, tactic, or strategy every single day this week to help you clean out your mind, your thoughts, your excuses, your past patterns. So go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/598. Today is episode 598. Is that not so crazy? primalpotential.com/598 to get on the email list for our week-long free e-series on clearing out all the garbage in your head that has been holding you back. And to keep with the theme, we're going to be talking about getting your mind right. Most of you know that we have, for the last month, month and a half, maybe 2 months, we've had a totally free Primal Potential Facebook group open to the public. Anybody's welcome in there, where we talk about lots of different stuff. We talk about what we're eating, what we're not eating. We talk about how we motivate ourselves. We talk about these podcast episodes. I'm in there giving my feedback, my 2 cents, encouraging people. And Sarah's in there with me as well, doing the same thing, encouraging people, lending support, really helping each other just live happier, healthier lives. The other day, I posted in the group and I said, you know, how can I help you? And we're going to focus today on a few things that came up in response to that. Because here's what I saw in the responses, the people who weighed in on what I could do to help them help themselves. Struggle to change. And it got me thinking about the perspective that this is hard, the perspective that this is a struggle. And I just so happened to have a really inspiring text message exchange with one of my friends who's also in the Primal Potential Masters Club on this idea of, is it a struggle or is it easy? And is that just a simple matter of perspective? One of the primary reasons people struggle is that they choose the perspective of it being hard. And it might not have ever occurred to you that you could simply decide to see it as easy, or you could look for a way to convince yourself that it's not actually hard. That might seem really odd. I get it. The reason this came up, again, is that I posted in the Facebook group, and I'll link to that public, totally free Facebook group in the show notes page. So if you go to primalpotential.com/598, you'll not only see the link for our free spring cleaning e-series, you'll also see the link to our Facebook group. But basically, somebody said, can you talk about the mental grind that it takes for not pushing the snooze button or, you know, doing one more rep, even when you don't want to. The mental grind of getting yourself to do the thing you think you should do, but you don't want to do it. And my first response was, well, what if you decided that it wasn't a grind? Because I talk about this all the time, that these are stories we tell ourselves, and we can tell a different story. And more often than not, changing the story changes the entire experience of the situation. So the person that said, you know, can you talk about that mental grind that it takes to not hit the snooze button, to not have the cookie, to, you know, not skip the workout? What if you just decided that it's actually not a grind? What if you just decided that this is the easy path? Well, how do you do that? I'll tell you how I've done it in my life. And this is an ever-present practice that I turn to in the very many moments where I feel like something is hard. I ask myself this: what is really hard? What is actually hard? in my life, what has truly been hard? Losing my dad was really hard. Separating from my former husband was really hard. Being obese, depressed, and hopeless was really, really hard. And in the context of that, when I look at, okay, what is actually hard? All of a sudden, getting up when my alarm goes off today, not hard. Saying not today to dessert, not hard. Just the other day, I was sharing with my boyfriend that we used to celebrate May Day in my family. And on May 1st, as a kid, we would wake up, we would run down the stairs and open the front door. And outside the front door would be a May Day basket. And in the May Day basket was money for wealth, flowers for beauty, and candy for health. And so on the morning of May 1st, I'm having this conversation with my boyfriend. And I'm telling him about this tradition, and he went off to work, and I started my work, and he came home from that from his work day with all of the aspects of May Day, including two candy bars, and a bag of sour gummies. And there was a time in my life where I would have said, oh my gosh, seriously, I've been doing so good, and here you come in here with candy? You've made it so hard for me. But because I've practiced this, that's not hard at all. I know what hard is. You know what hard is. I've lived through some hard things. And my boyfriend bringing home a candy bar and me saying, not right now, not today, not this time, no thank you, that does not fall into the category of hard. That is not something with which I choose to struggle. That perspective is the difference between being sure that these choices are so hard and being sure that these choices are so easy. And you can practice this in every area of your life. I did it just today as it related to this podcast. I had a bunch of things that I needed to do this morning, and there was a lot of construction happening, so I couldn't record the podcast in the morning. And this weekend, my days are full, and so I wanted to record the podcast today. And it got to the time where I was free and flexible to start recording because the construction had stopped or died down anyway. And then I was like, ugh, I don't even know what I want to talk about. Can I do it tomorrow? I want it to be great and I want it to be helpful. And I, in that moment, was starting to convince myself that it was hard. And I can make that case. I do 3 podcast episodes a week. I do at least 1 live webinar a week, often more. I do emails. I do blogs. I do 7 coaching audios a week. I do additional messages for Solution Central inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I could convince myself that I just don't know what to talk about today. I can convince myself that it's hard. That is an option, but it's not the only option. So what I did when I caught myself going down that path of this is hard today, I decided to convince myself that it's easy. And the way that I did that is I said, you know what? I love sharing my thoughts and perspectives with the people that want to hear my thoughts and perspectives. And I have amazing clients. All I have to do is say, how can I help you? And then hit record and start sharing. So my question to you is, what if you didn't see it as a grind? What if you didn't see it as a struggle? How can you convince yourself that it is not in fact hard, that that is a perspective, a story you've sold yourself? And you can tell yourself a different version of reality. In terms of the original question that came up, this is a grind, the mental grind it takes to keep going. Well, what if you didn't see it as a grind, but rather something that you could enjoy? Enjoy growth, enjoy progress, enjoy the process of becoming a happier, healthier version of you. It makes me think about what we talked about in episode 586. 586 was the episode with Tara Romano, and it came up because she had posted on her Instagram that personal growth was her drug of choice. And I loved that because it speaks to just this thing. Some people see it as a struggle, see it as a grind. And she chooses to see it as the thing she loves most. It's her hobby. She enjoys it because it makes her better. It makes her life better. You know what? I wasn't thinking about this when I hit record, but I think it really applies here. What I'm doing as I'm recording here is I'm thinking about yesterday's VIP email. If you are not on the email list, it is totally free. Basically, I send out an email once a week with my thoughts. Sometimes it's recipes. Sometimes it's an inspirational idea. Sometimes it's science-based information. Sometimes it's an invitation to something that's going on. But yesterday, it was about this idea of who you could become. And I brought it up in the email because I made this controversial post on Instagram, which doesn't happen all that often. I'm very fortunate. I don't get a lot of negative pushback about stuff I post on social media. But I shared something that wasn't my own, and I cited it, right? It came from an account called Agent Steven. And this thing that I shared, it said, "Someone once told me the definition of hell." This is what the post said. "The last day you have on earth, the person you've become will meet the person you could have become." Now, some people didn't like it because hell and how they define hell and this, that, and the other. But I don't think it's about religion or hell or anything like that. The point is this. You have an absurd amount of potential. Your life can be epic. No matter where it is now, no matter what you've been through before, no matter how old you are capable of infinitely more, even if you have a lot right now. Even if you have next to nothing right now, you are capable of being dramatically happier, dramatically healthier, dramatically wealthier than you are now. It is possible for you and you can have it. It is not reserved for other people. It is 1,000% available for you on every level, on every level. There is an epic relationship available for you. A life filled with joy is available for you. A body you love, no matter how old you are, how long you've gone back and forth with your weight or your body composition. A calm, peaceful, rested mind is available for you. Freedom from anxiety and worry, financial abundance is possible for you, no matter where you are or what you're doing now. And I shared that sentiment not because of what hell is or isn't, not the point at all, but because I want us all to start thinking about stepping outside our comfort zone, realizing that what is possible for us is so much greater than what is familiar to us. What is possible for you is so much greater than what is familiar to you. It's true. I shared it because I wanted to get people thinking about whether or not it's worth it to raise your standards and step into your full potential. And when you start to think about it that way, maybe you can stop seeing it as a struggle and start seeing it as a gift. Stop seeing it as a grind and start seeing it as an opportunity, something you do for yourself, not to yourself. And as I shared at the start of the episode, I had been texting to check in with one of my friends in the Master's Club. We've been going back and forth about my experience with my puppy, and she recently went through that so she can relate. And she was just filling me in on what's going on with her life, and she said, she's been putting in a lot of effort at work, and because folks in the Master's Club have access to the 12 Weeks to Transformation materials as a bonus of being in the Master's Club, she said she's been practicing the week 4 challenge. And then what she said is, "It has not been hard because I have chosen not to make it hard." If I could drop my mic right now, I would drop my mic, but I can't because it's strapped to my head. It has not been hard because I have chosen not to make it hard. And you can make that choice as well. Yes, you can make a case for eating well being hard. You can, but that's not the only perspective that is available to you. Go through that exercise that I put myself through. What have I been through that's actually hard? And is saying no, not today to dessert in that category? For me, the answer is no. Does that mean it is effortless? No, it is not without effort. But you can convince yourself that in the scheme of life, this is actually really simple. Or you can overwhelm the heck out of yourself by continuing to sell a story that it is hard, that it is a struggle, that it is something you're doing to yourself. Alternatively, you can use the power of enthusiasm and optimism. And choose to believe that this is a gift, that this is an opportunity, that it is not a sacrifice, that it is a blessing and not a burden. There was a similar question that came up in the Facebook group. And again, I'll put that link in the show notes for those of you that want to join this community, primalpotential.com/598. Someone said, how do I live during my pursuit of weight loss and appreciate and enjoy it? How can I be a person who thinks and acts from a mindset of where I am now instead of being fearful of gaining the weight back later or feeling like I'm longing for the person I used to be? Just like we can train ourselves into a perspective of this being easy, this not being a struggle, but rather an opportunity, a gift, personal choice, personal growth as the drug of choice, episode 586. We can also practice the same perspective in terms of being here now, right? You either convince yourself that it's a struggle or you convince yourself that it's not, that you're excited about it. How can I get excited about it? How can I see this more as a blessing and less as a burden? We can retrain our perspective there. In the same way, we can do that when we're in a pattern of being fearful of what's down the road or we're regretting what's in the past or we're longing for what's in the past. We can train our perspective in any way, including to be here now. When you recognize you're in the perspective of the struggle, redirect to the perspective of the gift you're giving yourself, to the fact that in the scheme of things that are hard in life, this one choice is actually very easy. And when you find yourself in the perspective of fear-based thoughts of the future, come right back to what you can do now. When you find your perspective in the past, what was, how you used to be, practice redirecting to being here now. And the amazing thing is, life is going to give you dozens and dozens of opportunities every single day to practice. I'll notice myself getting carried away into next week's priorities all the time, and I come back to knowing what I need to do now, and that's the only thing I need to do is what needs to be done now. Or I'll find myself in the perspective of the past, like, why did I go to the farm store for butter and cashew milk and come out with butter, cashew milk, and two cookies? But the reality is, I'm here now. The cookies aren't here now. The cookies aren't here now. Just for the record, I ate the cookies. But it's mental training. Have you ever watched Caesar Milan, I think they call him a dog whisperer, training dogs? And every time they get distracted, whether for you, you can think of this as the equivalent of the struggle, distracted by it being hard, or the future, distracted by what if, or the past, distracted by what you did or what you didn't do. What Caesar Milan will do is he just sort of like taps the dogs on the side of the neck and he goes, shh. And all he's doing is bringing them back to right now. He's kind of snapping them out of it. And we have to do this to ourselves, with ourselves, for ourselves, by ourselves, over and over and over. Where am I right now? Am I in the past or am I in the present? Am I in the future or am I in the present? Am I in a story of this is hard or am I in a story of this is easy? Check yourself. Where are you? Are you in the problem or are you in the solution? Are you in fear of the future or are you in this moment right here? Are you in what you can't do or are you in what you can do? Are you in what you didn't do or are you in what you will do now? Be here now. Be here now. This is an opportunity for you to change the way you think in a way that serves you better. You can choose to see it as hard, But just because you've always told yourself that it's hard, that it's a struggle, that it's not easy, doesn't mean that is the only perspective, the only version of reality. It's just the story you've told. And it's no different than, I always read Dr. Seuss. That's just what I've always read to my kids. That doesn't mean it's the only story. You can change it even if that's your default, even if that's your pattern. You are the storyteller. The story is not the only truth. The truth is what you create for your perspective. So you are free today, right now, to start asking yourself, how can I see this as easy? That doesn't mean that just because you decide, well, I guess I'm just going to choose that this isn't hard. It's easy. Well, that doesn't feel right. Ask yourself the question, if it were easy, how could I convince myself that this is easy? In the scheme of what? What would it take for me to convince myself or anybody else that this is easy? What perspective would that require? You are free to do that in this moment and any moment. You are free to move from a perspective of the past and disappointments or longing, the fear and worry and anxiety to the present. You are free to totally transform your perspective in any moment. I want to wrap up with a reminder from the VIP email that went out yesterday. What is possible for you is so much greater than what is familiar to you. But you have to be willing to let go of the comfort of the familiar and step into something that is new and won't feel as comfortable or familiar because there is so much more available to you. So much more. And every single choice is a chance.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.